Oh, 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 start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Oh, 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 oh.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal, today as well we have a very beautiful and important topic of discussion that will motivate us to do righteous deeds and actions, inshallah Azza wa Jal. For the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are often reminded to watch these types of programs for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the niyyah and intention of earning reward, as well as whatever good we learn, we hear, we shall convey this to others as well. As it is the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey on my behalf even if it is a single verse. So inshallah aap hi niyat farma lijiyega, and I will also inshallah with the very same intentions continue with this program for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah we shall be listening to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak. We will also listen to a beautiful Natiq Paak inshallah azza wa jal in our program for today inshallah. We will include that as well. So please stay locked to Madani channel from beginning to end and watch this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the ahadith are concerned in relation to excessively and abundantly reciting Durood-e Paak, another famous hadith subhanallah which will indeed motivate us is that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a very beautiful hadith, man salla alayya كل يوم ثلاث مرات وكل ليلة ثلاث مرات حبا بي وشوقا إلي كان حقا على الله أن يغفر له ذنوبه تلك الليلة وذلك اليوم. الله أكبر. He صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned the one who recites three times Durood-e Paak in the morning and thrice in the night, subhanallah, due to love and devotion. मतलब दुरूद पाक पढ़े तो मोहब्बत के साथ पढ़े, अल्लाह अकबर तहे दिल से पढ़े, रिसाइट विद डिवोशन विद लव एंड मोहब्बत, एंड इफ यू डू दिस थ्राइस इन द मॉर्निंग्स एंड इन द इवनिंग, सुभान अल्लाह, ही सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हैज मेंशन, इट इज अपॉन द मर्सी ऑफ अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला टू फॉरगिव द सिंस व्हिच हैव बीन कमिटेड इन द डे एंड नाइट. अल्लाह अकबर, अल्लाह अकबर, subhanallah. This is the barakah and blessings when you send and you recite durood and salutations upon the cause and cream of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with love and devotion. Make it a firm intention inshallah azza wa jal that whenever we open our eyes, as the poet had said, main so jaun ya Mustafa kehte kehte khule aankh salli ala kehte kehte, सोते हुए भी आप दुरूद पाक पढ़ के सोए और उठते के साथ आप दुआएं और दुरूद पाक पढ़े इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल. यू विल सी द बरका एंड ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ दिस इन दिस वर्ल्ड इन द ग्रेव एज वेल एज इन द हियर आफ्टर, बिकॉज दीज आर द वर्ड्स ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. सुभान अल्लाह, एज सैयद आला हजरत ने फरमाया है, वह ज़बा जिसको सब कुन की कुंजी कहे, वह ज़बा जिसको सब कुन की कुंजी कहे, उसकी नाफिज हुकूमत पे लाखों सलाम, हम गरीबों के आका पे बेहद दुरूद, हम फकीरों के सरवत पे लाखों सलाम. सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम. صلاه وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. چلیں انشاءاللہ نعت پاک کی جانب جاتے ہیں. روزانہ ہماری کوشش یہی ہوتی ہے کہ وی شل گیو یو دی بیسٹ نعت پاک دیٹ ہیو بین ریسائٹڈ انشاءاللہ. آل نعت آر دی بیسٹ آف کورس, دیز آر دی پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بٹ انشاءاللہ دی کلامز آف سیدی اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, اسی لیے انہیں امام الکلام کہا جاتا ہے. سبحان اللہ, ہی از دا لیڈر اینڈ دا امام آف ایون دوز ہو رائٹ, دوز ہو کمپوز پوئٹریز, دوز ہو رائٹ نعت. سبحان اللہ, اینڈ دیئر فور دس امیزنگ کلام آف ہز وچ ہیڈ بین کمپوزڈ, ہے کلام الہی میں شمس الدحا, دیز اشعار آر ان دا پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لسن ٹو اٹ ان شاء اللہ, اینڈ آفٹر دس وی شیل بی بیک ود آور پروگرام. اسٹے ٹیونڈ to Madani channel. This Nat Pak had been recited by Ashfaq Madani. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi,
Ya Nabi. تفسیر ہے قرآن کی, واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری, واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری, والشمس ہے چہرہ تیرا,
کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا, تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم, قسم شب تار میں رات یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم,
عظیم کہا تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا, تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا, کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہ, تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم,
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا, تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم, قسم شب تار میں رات یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم, ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا,
کسی کو ملا کہ کلام مجید نے کھائی شاہ, تیرے شہر و کلام و بقا کی قسم,
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا, تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم, قسم شب تار میں رات یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم, کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا,
تیرا مسند ناز ہے عرش بری, تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شاہ,
قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرائے نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
سحر بیاں نہیں ہند میں واقف شاہ خدا مجھے شوق سب رضا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرائے نور فضا کی قسم قسم میں شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. الحمدللہ یہ کلام دس نعت پاک has been composed by سیدی اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. اے کلام الہی میں شمس الدحا, every couplet in this amazing نعت پاک is in praises of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining his beauty, his excellence, his exaltation, his rifat, his bulandi, his maqam, his status, subhanallah, which is beyond our imagination. We cannot even comprehend as far as the maqam of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned. But hum ek natije pe pahunchte hain, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, ki zameen o zama tumhare liye, makin o maka tumhare liye, چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے, بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے, دہن میں زباں تمہارے لیے, بدن میں ہے جان تمہارے لیے, ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے, اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے. سبحان اللہ, دس از دا ایکچوئل ریالٹی. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہیڈ کریئیٹڈ ایوری تھنگ ان دس یونیورس فار دا سیک آف دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, ہماری کوشش یہ ہونی چاہیے that we should please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. دیکھیں, پیسے ہونا کوئی گناہ کا کام تو نہیں ہے, کوئی گناہ کی بات بھی تو نہیں ہے. To have money, to have wealth is not a sin. Actually, to have wealth, of course, sorts out our daily needs, it fulfills our desires, it removes many difficulties. And to live in this world, yes, you need money. Paise ki haajat padti hai hame. Hum insaan hain, and yes, we are living in such times that without money, you cannot fulfill your needs. Paise hona koi gunah ki baat to nahi hai, lekin to chase behind money and to have abundance of money at times becomes a very great test for a man. Ye bahut bada ek imtihan ho jata hai bande ke liye. When a person becomes greedy and when he chases behind the world, then he does not even care as to ye paise kahan se aa rahe hain, bas ye koshish mein laga rehta hai din raat ki bas paise ho chahe jaise ho. Allahu Akbar. Money should come and he does not even care about the way he earns that income, the way he brings that money into his life, by stealing, by robbing, by cheating, by deceiving, by doing other haram activities in terms of businesses and stuff. So this wealth, which is a blessing, also can become a great form of test for a person. But hamari koshish ye honi chahiye ki jis tarah hum duniya ke piche bhagte hain, aur duniya ke piche bhagne se you earn lots of wealth, abundance of wealth, daulat banda jama karta hai, he buys homes and houses, he buys properties, he accumulates the wealth of this dunya in terms of gold and silver, he earns name and fame, etc., etc. This happens when you chase the world. But when you are greedy, when you have greed for accumulating sawab and reward, when you chase for the hereafter instead of the dunya, then you may not receive abundance of wealth, but definitely you will achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will receive the love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ab zara sa sochein is hawale se ki if you run behind the dunya to hame ye cheeze milti hain, lekin uske badle mein nuksan ye cheeze hoti hain. For example, you distance yourself away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will neglect your salah. You would not be able to learn the farz ulum. You may disrespect your parents as well. You may not fulfill the rights of your families as well. These things are common and they are obvious when you chase behind the world, because time is very limited and our hopes and dreams are much more. And in this limited time, sometimes we aren't able to accomplish our tasks and goals. But on the other hand, dear viewers in the Samadini channel, when a person leaves the dunya and he makes his ultimate goal the hereafter, he wants to achieve the luxuries of the hereafter instead of the luxuries of this world, then subhanallah, indeed he receives the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being greedy for reward and being greedy to achieve Jannah, being greedy to receive blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a sin at all. Rather, this has been taught to us by the Holy Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In a hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billahi wa la ta'jaz. Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, have greed for what will benefit you and seek help from Allah azza wa jal. Do not lose heart. Subhanallah. Once again, have greed for what will benefit you and seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding this, it has been mentioned, Hazrat Allama Sharfuddin Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned regarding this, that be extremely greedy in worshipping Allah azza wa jal, and also keep the greed of being rewarded over it. One is that you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be greedy for that. And keep behind your mind the greed of being rewarded over the good actions and the good amal that you had performed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. However, rather than believing in your efforts to perform worship, seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not believe in your efforts to perform worship that I am making this attempt. No, have this hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will give me the tawfiq and ability if I make the attempt to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. So this is the topic of discussion for today, dear viewers on the Madani channel. Let us focus and ponder over the ayat in the verses of the Holy Quran that speaks about the greed of the akhirah. Subhanallah, beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Allah azza wa jal has mentioned,
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
And run towards forgiveness of your Lord and towards such a paradise having a width within which the heavens and earth can be contained, specially kept ready for the pious. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. In the commentary of Siratul Jinan, it has been mentioned that rush towards forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, and rush towards Jannah by repenting of your sins. Rush towards the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal by worshipping Him, and rush and hasten towards Jannah by seeking forgiveness, by getting your sins pardoned, Allahu Akbar, by fulfilling the fara'id of Allah Azza wa Jal. How can you do that? By fulfilling the fara'id. Allah Azza wa Jal has made it fard upon every Muslim male and female, sane Muslim male and female, to perform his salah. Allahu Akbar, do that. Pay your charity, your zakat. We should do that. We should perform our hajj if we have the means to do so. We should do that. We should basically fast in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. So these are the fara'id of Allah Azza wa Jal which He has instructed and commanded us to do. So how can we rush towards the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal? How can we hasten and how can we move forward towards the forgiveness of Allah, towards Jannah itself, is by fulfilling the fara'id and by performing virtuous deeds with sincerity. Not to show the people, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having sincerity within us, subhanallah. So these are some ways, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we should repent sincerely from sins, repent from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent from being lazy in offering our salah. We should repent abundantly. We should feel shame of ourselves that we have all the time to stand in the kitchen and cook for hours. We have the time to sit for business meetings. We have the time for going for shopping. We have the time for sitting on the phone, chatting or either talking. But we are unable to perform our salah on time. We should have some regret over the salahs that we have missed, and we should make qaza for it and make a firm intention never to do so. We should repent from disobeying our parents. We should repent from this if we have back chatted with them, if we have spoken in a very bad tone with them, if we have hurt their feelings in any way. We should even repent from dealing with interest. We should repent from taking the wealth of the orphans. We should repent if we have missed fast in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we should repent if we have, you know, lied, if we are stealing, we are doing other haram acts, if we have the evil intentions of committing suicide. We should repent from this evil thoughts and waswasas of shaitan. We should repent if we have hurt the feelings and the heart of other Muslims. We should repent if we have taken someone's property unlawfully. We should repent if we have done many other sins which I have not even mentioned, committing zina, committing fornication, committing other haram acts which Allah Azza wa Jal has warned us not to do. By this way, you will rush towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In doing so, it means you are taking those steps towards Jannah. Allahu Akbar. It will keep you away from sins. Contemplate over the hereafter. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, step forward as far as your faraid are concerned. Step forward towards the remembrance and towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Step forward in reciting abundance of durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Focus and think upon the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran, which he speaks about the glad tidings, when he gives the glad tidings for Jannah and for the blessings which a believer will be bestowed upon. Subhanallah, in one verse he Azza wa Jal has mentioned, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. And whoever does some good deeds, be it a man or woman, and is a Muslim. Allah, Allah, Allah. Whoever does some good deeds, whether he's a man or woman, subhanallah, but he's a Muslim, he will be admitted to paradise, and they will not be wronged even equivalent to a sesame seed. Allahu Akbar. You know, Jannah is that blessing for the pious. Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about those bondmen, those pious people, those muttaqeen who perform righteous actions in this dunya. They do not wrong others. They do everything for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since a believer who holds the true aqidah and belief regarding Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether he is a man or whether he is a woman, a male or female, Allahu Akbar, but he performs righteous actions as per his capability, so the reward of this is that he will be admitted into Jannah by the fadl and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. He will attain ranks in Jannah equivalent to his nek amal, according to his actions that he has done, but he will not be wronged. In other words, there is no injustice in Jannah. If he has qualified for a certain rank in Jannah, it would not be that he will be given a lower rank, because there is no ill feelings in Jannah and there is no wrong done in paradise. According to his actions, Allah Azza wa Jal will give him that which he qualifies for according to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The bounties of Jannah, the ni'mah of Jannah, the blessings of paradise, subhanallah. Dear viewers, hum dunya mein koshish itna karte hain, din raat koshish karte hain, ek ghar hamare naam pe ho jaye, kabhi kabhi wo tak nahi ho pata hai, duniya se hum chale hi jate hain. This morning before coming here to the studio, I received a message of two deaths in two Muslim families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive their sins. May Allah Azza wa Jal marhum ke saghira kabira gunahon ko maaf farmaye aur jannat naseeb farmaye apne habib ke sadqe mein. But these were youngsters, ye naujawan the jo shayad 30 umar tak nahi pahunche. They haven't even reached the age of 30 in my opinion, if I know them well. It was astonishing to hear this khabar and news. I'm giving you an example that this is life, ye zindagi hai, badi mukhtasar hai. It is very short. And in this temporary life, this limited zindagi mein hum itna kuch kamana cha rahe hote hain. We're trying to get one home on our name to secure our families, our children, our offspring, our generations to come. And sometimes when Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed that to us, phir bhi hamari havas puri nahi hoti, hame aur chahiye hota, aur chahiye hota. The greed for the dunya does not stop, and this greed for the world is unhealthy. Why aren't we able to develop the greed for the hereafter? When we can see ki dunya ke greed rakhne se hame ghar mil jata hai, chalo bangla mil jayega, gaadi ghoda mil jayega, lekin if we have the greed for the akhirah, to hame wo jannat milegi ki aaj tak kisi aankh ne dekha nahi. We will receive that jannah that no ear have ever heard of. If you work hard in the dunya, to bade bade log to pade hue hain jinke paas bahut zyada daulat hai, they have abundance of wealth, but what they can buy other rich can also buy. In jannah, subhanallah, you will receive those blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which no heart has ever perceived, no ear have ever heard of, no eye had ever seen. Such blessings, such palaces in jannah for those who do righteous deeds in this dunya. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's listen to another verse to motivate us furthermore. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned,
عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَوْضُونَةٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ لَّا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزِفُونَ وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِّمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِّمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ جَزَاءً بما كانوا يعملون.
سبحان اللہ. سورہ واقعہ کا یہ کچھ آیات ہم نے پڑھی ہے. سبحان اللہ. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی says the close ones will be on coated thrones with rubies, diamonds and pearls, reclining on them facing each other. Allahu Akbar. And then Allah Azawajal says circling around them to serve them shall be eternal male youth. Allahu Akbar. Carrying vessels and jugs and cups filled with wine of Jannah flowing before their eyes. Allahu Akbar. It will not cause headache. This wine of Jannah is not like the wine of this dunya that will intoxicate you, that will cause headache and make you lose your senses. But no, it is freed from that. It is that wine of Jannah that once you drink, subhanallah, it will be sweeter than honey. Allahu Akbar. It is more pure than milk. Subhanallah, more fragrant than musk. Furthermore, it has been mentioned, and fruits that they may desire, and meat of birds that they may wish. In Jannah, when you wish for something, you don't have to make the attempt to go towards that. It will come to you. If you wish to drink some beverages of Jannah, that amount of drink would come to you that you have desired to drink. It would not be more that you would waste. If you wish to eat certain meat of a bird, that meat would come roasted to you. Allahu Akbar. All of the services is for those who perform righteous deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ and large, gorgeous eyed maidens, حورين, maidens of Jannah, like pearls. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What are all these for? Allah Azza wa Jal then explains this by saying, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ kept hidden as a reward for the righteous people who perform righteous deeds in this dunya. Allah, 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 Allah. Have you ever heard of something like this? Ye kiske liye hai? Ye unke liye hai jo Allah Azza wa Jal ke farma pardar hai. Those who obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who obey the commands of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who follow the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, subhanallah. Regarding the bounties of Jannah, regarding the blessings of Jannah, chale hum kuch ahadith bhi sunte hain is hawale se. Sarkari du alam, Noor-e Mujassam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya. Allah Azza wa Jalla had stated, I have prepared such bounties for my bondmen, which no eye had ever seen, no ear have ever heard, and no heart have ever had the thought of such a place. Furthermore, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, there are 100 ranks in Jannah, and the distance between each rank. Now the first hadith which we mentioned is in Sahih al-Muslim, regarding no eye had ever seen, no ear have ever heard. This hadith is in Sahih al-Muslim, and this hadith which I'm narrating now is in Tirmidhi Sharif, volume 4, that there are 100 ranks in paradise. And the distance between every two rank is like the distance between the earth and sky. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the highest rank in Jannah is called Jannatul Firdaus. And above that is the Arsh. Subhanallah. Rasulullah said, from it four rivers of paradise flow. And when you ask Allah Azza wa Jal, when you make dua for Jannah, always ask Allah to grant you Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah. Jannat hai kya? Sarkari do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam irshad farmaya, the place in paradise where a whoop could be placed is better than this world and all that it contains. So iske explanation mein ulama farmate ki, when you throw a whoop on the ground, that portion of the land that it takes, how long is a whoop? That portion of Jannah, when you throw a whoop, that portion of Jannah subhanallah which takes the place of a whoop is better than this world and everything in this world, subhanallah. This is Jannah, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. Kaash Allah Azza wa Jal hame nek tawfiq aur rafiq ata farmaye, and may we be upon the straight path, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. There are many, many narrations which will provoke us to do righteous actions and righteous deeds, just as our pious predecessors have performed and done. And these were their intentions. Let us have some inspiration via their stories, via the way they had lived their lives, so that we could bring about a change in our lives, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. When we look at the life of the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even that is sufficient for us to understand that if our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has the blessings and who has the treasures, who has the keys to the treasures of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had chosen to tie stones. He would fasten stones on his blessed stomach. He would remain hungry for days and weeks. Allahu Akbar. He would use tattered and patched clothes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep on the ground, on the floor. If he wished, the mountains would turn into gold for him. But yet he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose to live a simple life. Simple life. All of this was an example for you, for me, for us, as the ummatis and followers of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He would survive just on dry barley bread. Allahu Akbar. Dry roti, dry bread. Aaj wo niwala hamare halak se na hi utre. Utar bhi nahi sakega. How can we eat dry bread without jam and butter and the other gravies that we normally eat our foods with? But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain hungry sometimes. Then sometimes he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat food. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a perfect role model for you and I, for all of us, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had explained this in his beautiful couplet, subhanallah. He says, Kul jahan milkul jo ki roti ghiza, Kul jahan milkul jo ki roti ghiza, us shikam ki قناعت پہ لاکھوں سلام, مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام. اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ says, کل جہاں ملک, the entire world is the property. This entire universe is like the property of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لیکن جو کی روٹی غذا, but his blessed diet is just barley bread, dry roti. May hundreds and thousands and millions of salutations be upon the content stomach of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, abstinent from greed of the dunya and haste towards and rush towards the greed of the akhirah in terms of earning more reward and sawab. Ji, inshallah azza wa jal, hum an qareeb 2-4 minute mein inshallah we will be joining with a muballigh of Dawat Islami who is none other than our respected muballigh Dawat Islami brother Shahrukh Attari, mashallah azza wa jal. And inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be taking some madani pearls from this muballigh as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Let us another parable that I would like to share, and this is a very famous story and incident written in a book, and it is regarding a king, a bacha, who was very famous for his wealth and his dignity and pride that he had in his wealth that he had accumulated. And a very short parable, lekin isme bada ek nukta hai, pyara nukta, inshallah hum is matlab is par sochne pe majboor ho jayenge ki look at how life is all about. So this king, one of his hobbies was that he would like to wander his capital, and he would like to, you know, go around doing shopping and seeing things, how things are operating in his capital, in his region. So once, as he set off, and in this way he would even help poor people, on his return back, as this king was returning with his ministers and with his soldiers, just before his palace he seen a beggar jo purane phate kapde pehne hue the, pehna hua tha, and he had a wooden black bowl in his hand. Astonished by this, so the king had mentioned to this person, I would like to give you something. So this beggar said, what are you going to give me? What can you give me? So this king was like challenged, because he was the king and his treasures were in abundance. So then he said, well, I will give you so much that you would never ever forget who had given you this wealth. Saying this, he had indicated to one of his ministers to fill his bowl with coins. So that minister, who had a pouch attached to his waist, opened that pouch and he poured that, he emptied that into that bowl, that wooden bowl, in the hands of that beggar. And when he had done so, all that money inside that bowl had suddenly disappeared. There was nothing left inside. The king went forward and he peeped to see how much is filled in that bowl, and he sees nothing is there. Then he indicated to his second minister to do the same, I mean to the people that were around him. And they also did the same thing by filling in money inside that bowl. But every time they would pour pouches and bags of money inside that bowl, it all would disappear suddenly. And then he sent his soldiers to the palace to fetch more treasures. They went few times. Some of them have brought pouches of money and come. Some have brought jewels and other items and come. And every time they threw that and placed that inside the bowl, that would disappear. When this king was really astonished and amazed, ki ye ho kya raha hai, hum is pyale mein jitna dal rahe hain wo sara ka sara ghaib hi ho raha hai. And then he stepped out of his transportation and he goes near the beggar and he says, well, please explain to me, oh banman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah ke bande, mujhe ye batao ki ye kaisa pyala hai duniya ka, ye kaisa anokha pyala hai ki whatever you are putting inside this bowl suddenly disappears. How is this possible? Allahu Akbar. So that beggar, he stood up and he said, O king, this bowl that you are seeing is actually made with human desires. This is made with the desires of human being. Ki isme jitna dalo kam hai. Allahu Akbar. And therefore, as much as money you wish to put in this bowl, it would never get filled. Why? Because it is made up with human desires. Jis tarah the desires of human beings are ki hame jitna milta hai kafi nahi hota hai. Jis bande ke paas 10,000 rupay ho mahana, uske liye kafi nahi hai. He's running behind 20,000. The one who's earning 20,000 wants 50,000. The one who's earning 50,000 rands, pounds or dollars, he's wishing for 100,000. In other words, no one is ever content with what he has. If we have one, the one who has a bicycle is running behind a motorcycle. The one who has a motorcycle, he is running behind a car. The one who has a vehicle is wishing for a better vehicle. The one who has a very nice car is looking for two cars and three cars. Allahu Akbar. The one who has a simple good living home, he is wanting a bungalow. So in other words, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, whether we run behind a bungalow, meaning having huge mansions and homes, these desires of human beings are never ever fulfilled. Rather, let us become greedy for the akhirah instead of being greedy for this dunya and for the wealth of this world. Let us try, inshallah, to connect with our Muballigh of Dawat Islami brother, Shahrukh Qattari, Sallamahul Bari. MashaAllah. Shahrukh Bhai, hum aaj jo Madani Pool discuss kar rahe hain, it is in relation to accumulating sawab and reward for the akhirah instead of chasing the dunya, instead of running behind the world and the luxuries of this world. Hum ye, alhamdulillah, matlab ye silsila jari hai ki hum niyat ye karna cha rahe hain ki aaj ki baat se, inshallah, hum آخرت کے حوالے سے زیادہ سوچیں اور قبر کے حوالے سے زیادہ سوچیں. آپ کیا فرماتے ہیں شاہ رخ بھائی؟
ماشاء اللہ, دا ٹاپک از ریلی نائس. اف یو سی اراؤنڈ اس, دیر آر مینی پیپل ہو آر گون جاب لیس. کئی لوگ ہمارے آس پاس جو ہیں وہ جاب لیس ہو چکے ہیں, اینڈ مینی آف دیم آر سیکنگ ایون فار دا ون ٹائم فوڈ. ایک وقت کا کھانا بھی لوگوں کو نصیب نہیں ہو رہا. This is the time. This is the, I can say that this is the best time Allah has given us to invest, to help someone, to be in partner with someone. Kisi ki madad kare, kisi ka saath de. Even if you can invest, even if you can get one time food, anyone who is in need, trust me, you're going to get a lot of returns. تو کئی جگہوں پہ ہمیں روایت ملتی ہے کہ جب تم پریشان ہو, when you are in the trouble and you are not getting anything from anywhere, invest in the court of Allah. مطلب آپ اللہ تعالیٰ کی راہ میں خرچ کرو, صدقہ دو, صدقے کا ریٹرن آپ کو انشاءاللہ بیسٹ ملے گا, کیونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ سے بہترین دینے والا. You cannot get return best from anyone other than Allah. Allah is the best. He is going to return you in the best form, inshallah. This is the best time to invest and to help people. There are a lot of people who are in need right now. They are not even able to get a food for a single time. Even in Pakistan we are seeing around, and the same situation is being faced around the world. Even UK, United States, South Africa, India, Nepal, wherever you see, aap kahin bhi dekho, people are just in panic due to hunger. Aap logon ko help kar rahe hain. If you, aap yahan tak kar sakte hain. Let me give you an example. If you are cooking a food at your home for a single time, just add food for one week. ایک اور آدمی کا فوڈ ایڈ کر لیں اس کے اندر, اینڈ سی اراؤنڈ یو, چیک اراؤنڈ یو, چیک ان یور نیبرہڈ, اف اینی ون از ان ٹربل, ناک ہز ڈور اینڈ ہیلپ ہم, گو اینڈ سرو ہم دا فوڈ. آپ اپنے اراؤنڈ جائیں, اپنے گھر کے قریب جائیں, آپ اپنے نیبرہڈ میں دیکھیں, اف سم ون از ان ہنگر, کوئی پرابلم ہے, بیکاز جو نیبرہڈ ہوتا ہے نا پڑوسی, وہ سب سے بیسٹ جانتا ہے کہ میرے پڑوس میں کیا ہے. بیکاز اف سمون از لیونگ جسٹ بیسائڈ می اینڈ آئی نو ایوری تھنگ اباؤٹ ہم, ایون آئی نو واٹ کائنڈ آف ورک ہی ڈز, ایون آئی نو ہاؤ مینی چلڈرن ہی ہیو, اینڈ اس کی کیا سچویشن ہے, واٹ سچویشن ہی از فیسنگ. تو بیسٹ آپشن ہے فرسٹ سین یور نیبر.
ماشاء اللہ, ماشاء اللہ, یہ بڑے قیمتی مدنی پھول آپ عطا فرما رہے ہیں, ماشاء اللہ. اینڈ اف ایوری ون آف اس ڈز ناٹ بیکم سیلفش, اور ہم مطلب اس سیلفشنس سے باہر نکلیں اور دوسروں کے لیے بھی سوچیں, سو ان شاء اللہ عزوجل ڈیفینیٹلی وی ول ارن دی مرسی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. شاہرخ بھائی,
دس از دا رائٹ ٹائم ٹو سرو ادرز, اینڈ دس از ناٹ دا ٹائم ٹو بی سیلفش. اپنی ذات کو نہیں دیکھنا, ڈو ناٹ سی یور سیلف, سی اراؤنڈ یو. And the best purpose, I can tell you, if you are unable to find anyone who is in need right now, the best source is Dawat Islami. You can donate to Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is working around the world on this perspective, and Dawat Islami is serving the poor right now. We are just helping people in many countries. We are just giving them the food, we are giving them the money, and even we are providing them the food accessories for around the grocery items. Hum mukhtalif help kar rahe hain logon ki. Dawat Islami is waqt jo hai wo alhamdulillah kai countries ke andar सर्व कर रही है और ये आप अगर अगर आपको नहीं मिलते यू कैन फाइंड एनीवन अराउंड यू जस्ट गिव इट टू दावत इस्लामी इंशाल्लाह योर मनी विल बी यूटिलाइज्ड ऑन द राइट पाथ इंशाल्लाह आपका पैसा बिल्कुल सही जगह खर्च होगा और मतलब दावत इस्लामी इज एन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन विच हैज प्रेजेंस ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह एंड वी आर प्रेजेंट इन एवरीवेयर एवरी सिटी अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह सो हमारे पास इस वक्त बेस्ट पर्पज है आप दावत इस्लामी को दें यू कैन डोनेट दावत इस्लामी अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह एंड दावत इस्लामी विल यूटिलाइज योर मनी ऑन द राइट पाथ इंशाल्लाह नीडी को देगा जरूरतमंद को देगा मुस्तहिक को देगा अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह तो जस्ट कनेक्ट विद दावत इस्लामी इंशाल्लाह दावत इस्लामी आपका पैसा सही जगह इस्तेमाल करेगी और आपको इंशाल्लाह अगर आप नहीं ढूंढ सकते किसी को आप किसी को नहीं तलाश कर सकते तो ये एक जरिया है दावत इस्लामी आपको फराहम कर रही है दावत इस्लामी इज गिविंग यू द प्लेटफॉर्म टू सर्व अदर्स तो कम एंड ज्वाइन अस इंशाल्लाह एंड वी विल हेल्प यू टू फाइंड द नीडफुल पीपल इंशाल्लाह
इंशाल्लाह जज़ाकअल्लाह शाहरुख भाई I want to thank you from the depths of our heart for accepting this invitation, even if it was on the 11th hour, mashallah, yet you had still blessed us with your amazing Madani Pearls, mashallah, motivation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all that you have mentioned and grant us the tawfiq and ability to practice upon that as well, inshallah. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have come to the end of this program and I think we should end on a positive note. And that had already been mentioned by our Muballigh of Dawat Islami brother, Shahrukh Khattari, Sallama ul-Bari, mashallah. And yes, if we keep this motivation within us, inshallah, subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will increase our luxuries by placing barakah and blessings into it, inshallah. Don't think that this is sufficient for me only. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا There is no one that walks on the surface of this earth whose rosy and sustenance is not dependent upon the mercy of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will do for the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely grant barakah and blessings upon your rozi as well. So let us inshallah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haste towards Jannah, rush and step forward towards the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal by repenting and by serving the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With these kind and few words, we would like to terminate. And wherever you are, remember the missionary statement of Dawat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.